From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're following two bomb attacks today, one in Iraq and one in Lebanon. In Beirut, a car bomb killed a high-level army commander, and that killing threatens to deepen Lebanon's political crisis. In a moment, we'll hear from Beirut. First, though, to Iraq. Today, three car bombs exploded in quick succession in an area that has largely avoided the bloodshed in other parts of Iraq. The explosions were some of the deadliest in the country in months. They happened in the southern city of Amara, in a busy marketplace. In April, British forces handed over security duties in Amara and the rest of Misan province to Iraqi troops. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was in the nearby city of Basra at the time of the attacks, and she's now back in Baghdad. Soraya, what can you tell us about these bombings today?
Well, the bombings killed dozens of people and wounded more than 100. And it was very devastating, very shocking in this city that has been fairly quiet. It's located near the Iranian border. And many Iraqis felt the reason the blasts happened was because Iraqi security forces, were lax and had not been doing their job properly. And so the government immediately took action. According to Iraqi TV, the police chief was fired as a result of the bombings. And there was an immediate ban on driving that was put into effect. And scores of Iraqi soldiers were deployed on the streets to try and prevent any further things from happening.
Mm-hmm. What do people there know about who is responsible for these bombings?
There's been no claim of responsibility yet. The police chief, before he was fired, was saying that he thought insurgents who were driven out of hot zones because of the surge in Western troops, that they had somehow come to his province. But again, many Iraqis felt that it was lax security rather than a growth in the number of insurgents that resulted in this.
Misan province was previously the responsibility of the British, and they handed over to the Iraqis. Have the British been satisfied with the handover until today? And if so, what did they say about the bombings?
They were, in fact, very happy with the handover, and they're about to do the same thing in Basra, which is where I caught up with some of them today. I talked with British Major General Graham Binns, who is in charge of the troops who, up until last April, were in Amara. And this is what he had to say.
Misan has been a success story. We've got a very able governor there who has done great things. So I'm sad that people have chosen to try and destabilize the situation there.
Binns added that he offered to send troops there to help, but the governor of Misan politely declined.
Well, is the lesson of what happened in Amara that the British might in some way slow down the handover of Basra to Iraqi security forces, or are they likely to go straight ahead with it?
I think they're going to go straight ahead with it. General Binns, for example, was saying that the handover has to happen, that this is the best way to stop violence is by, in fact, putting Iraqis in charge so that British troops are not seen as occupiers. And so the handover is scheduled to proceed on Sunday. It's largely ceremonial, though, at this stage, because British troops will continue to draw down at least through the spring, and at that point there'll still be 2,500 troops there.
Thank you, Soraya.
You're welcome.
It's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson speaking to us from Baghdad.